Ray, in Deprava, I saw the first sentence of your WhatsApp in, and I thought, wow, we need to get you on the line. Winston, how are you doing this morning?
Well, thanks, Lester. Good morning.
Wow. 158 days in hospital. Almost 120 days in ICU with COVID pneumonia. How are you feeling, my man?
Yeah, look, you're getting there, recovering.
And what was that experience like for you? Gosh,
It was trying, to say the least. Mm. Here I am, by the grace of God.
I can hear there's are you still having? I'm apologies if we put you on the spot, but I think a lot of people need to hear that your story. But is it my imagination? Am I hear you also laboring to breathe a little bit? Are you still trying to recover?
Yeah, I'm on supplemental oxygen. Mm. So doing much better. Mm. And then when I came out in March.
Wow.
So, obviously having to learn to walk again.
Gosh.
But an expert or testament to the expert treatment of Professor Ivan Hubert and a team, expert team of doctors and nurses. I wish I could thank them all. Mm. The best treatment in the world. Obviously, it's all I know, you know, being a local. But Groteski Hospital, I'm alive today.
Wow.
You know? And so I'm grateful. Yes, I was on a ventilator, couldn't speak for 123 days. Professor Hubert, sisters, Collins and Phillips, Werner Collins, Suweba Phillips, and more. I mean, the treatment and care which I received, and this goes, you know, if I had all the money in the world, which I don't, but I would go back to Groteski. Not that I would wish it on anyone.
Oh. Winston, if anyone has not experienced loss during this time and having had family members on ventilators, and when you hear ventilators, you think, oh my gosh, this is a last attempt. You were on a ventilator for 120 days. I can't imagine how relieved your family must have been after all that time.
I can only thank God for a praying and believing wife, you know, because they called her to say it's game over and they will allow her to come and say goodbye. And when she got there, the doctor who called her said, you know, in between the time that we called you and time that, you know, that you got here, there's been a slight change. And she said, I'll take slight. And she never stopped praying for me. And then there's another doctor that I need to thank in person, the Dr. Kaya Mchlapo. He came into the ICU one day on another occasion, and there were no numbers happening for me. And I was gone. And he and the team sprang into action and revived me.
Wow.
So I have nothing but praise. This is right here. This is Groteski Hospital. And you know, Dr. Nslapo just said to me in passing, he said, hey, by the way, we have to bring them back.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that was, I mean, what lovely people, Dr. Professor Van Zyl-Smit, who's the head of the respiratory clinic. The treatment, you know, I don't know whether Queen Elizabeth received the same caliber of treatment, wow. But I felt like royalty. That's how I feel, even right now, just reminiscing about that. There was a sister, Heidi, Heidi McDonald, that just popped in to visit me.
Heidi's a friend of mine.
Oh, my goodness.
Heidi is a friend of mine. I grew up, she's the friend of one of my best friend's sisters. When we were at Snotgate in primary school, Heidi and Lindy were in high school, and Lindy going to nursing college. Wow.
Wow.
Kappa's clean.
So it's a small world indeed, but, she visited me in the general ward.
Wow.
And it lifted my spirits. And then she offered and brought me some material to read, and wow. And one just does not get this anymore.
Wow! I'm going to pass on your messages to Heidi Winston. We're glad that you're still with us. Thank you so much for stepping a little bit out of your comfort zone. I know that we put
love
you on the spot.
I love your show,
and all the best, Winston. 158 days in hospital. 120 days in ICU, many of which was on a ventilator. Seven on the line now. Heidi, it's Lestia. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine, Lestia. How are you?
It's been a while, eh?
I know. It's been like ages. How's I see it? You on Facebook now, but it's not the same.
How's it been in Groteske?
You know, currently it's the calm before the storm, so we're heading up to the busy period. But between waves, we kind of take a breather. We don't let our guard down. But yeah, it's a really iffy situation to be in as a healthcare worker.
Heidi, the reason why I'm calling you out of the blue, just a short while ago, we spoke to a man called Winston.
Yes.
Winston's been 158 days in hospital. We spoke to him about his journey, about his experience. He had a lot of people to thank. I want to bring Winston back on air. Winston, how are you doing? Nice. I know it's been a short while. Sorry to put the pressure on you.
My goodness.
I told you I know Heidi, and I got Heidi on the phone.
Now I believe you.
What a small world, Winston. How are you?
Oh, well, thanks, Heidi. Oh, my
good,
goodness.
Good.
When Lester said that he grew up with you, so I realized that it's a small world.
And what is it that you told us earlier, Winston, in terms of the support? I know we're only highlighting Heidi, not only because she's amazing, but I only happen to have a phone number.
Heidi, I told Lester how you brought me magazines to read, lifted my spirit, brought two friends with you on two separate occasions, and people underestimate what that does to a care beneficiary like myself that just needed a visit, you know?
Yes.
So, the cat's out of the bag.
Winston, thank you so much for this. And this is a calling. We do it because we love people. And yes, I tracked Winston's journey in the ICU. As you know, Lester, I'm the infection control nurse at the hospital, so I'm not actively at the patient's bedside, but I'm in the unit all the time. And I've seen Winston when he was deeply sedated on a ventilator, and finally to the point where he's made it out of hospital into his home and with his family again. And it's so rewarding and uplifting to see that amazing improvement. And though the journey is still long for Winston, he's a real testament. So we were just happy to be part of that journey.
To discover that my opposite neighbor also new Heidi. I mean, that's a cherry on top.
The kap is klein, ne?
Baie klein. It moet soet wees in die kap. Amal jou dop.
But Winston, I promise you, I'll let Winston rest. Heidi, on behalf of Winston and and everyone else, and I'll use you as the as the image of all our healthcare workers, and not just our healthcare workers, our doctors, nurses, porters, administrators. I'm being asked on the WhatsApp line here to also thank our vaccinators at our clinics and even at our private institutions. Thank you so much. You do so much to help all of us. And, you know, as you being my friend, I appreciate you. And I'm sure on behalf of people of Cape Town and I guess representative people around the world, we really, really thank all of you. You guys have been on the front line of this pandemic.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lester. A small thank you goes a long way, and we don't want each of our patients to say thank you to us. But when one person like Winston says such kind words, it really makes all of this that we are doing worthwhile. And just to mention, I'm also one of the vaccinators, so my little bit about education, when it's your turn, please go.
Heidi Lee McDonald, I'm proud to say that I know you, a friend of mine, connecting two people. Winston spending 158 days in hospital, 120 of them in ICU. Who would have thought one of the friends, one of the people he'd thank, besides the myriad of doctors that he mentioned, people who've resuscitated him, one of those people would be a friend of mine. Wow. Hi, Lester. Listening to Heidi and Winston's story, such a lovely story. Goosebump stuff. Regards, Denise. Wow.